I'm live.
Actually, we're never quite live.
No?
Well, we're not.
Oh, it's recorded, yeah. But right now...
We're recording live!
That's right. We are recording live.
We are recording live.
Yeah.
We're not dead.
That's true.
And we are recording.
It's just not...
live broadcast.
Live broadcast, there you
we
go.
We should do that sometime.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can do that through something like the real Instagram.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Are you planning on using your mic this morning?
Oh.
Hello? You know, maybe sometimes I should just not have a microphone that forces me to...
The funny part was you were looking directly at me. You know, it's like
the vision was so clear. Never so been so uninhibited. No, I got this in my face.
There you go. Now you're good.
Good call, though.
Hey, I try. I'm not real technical, but occasionally I can spot something, you know? I'm a noticer.
Yeah. Good thing we weren't doing this live. Anyway, that'd be fun sometime to do that. I don't know if we'd have anybody watching, but well, we could try.
There you go.
All yes. Right.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today, Mark?
Well, I was thinking about what...
Do you have any preamble?
A preamble? No, I don't have a preamble this morning.
To the podcast.
But I was thinking about it in the context. We were talking about, you know, Mia and, you know, just kind of thinking about years ahead. And I was curious, based on your late teens, okay, as far as what pressure did you feel to have an occupation? Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations.
I mean, I think it's part of the process of growing up. You get asked, what do you want to do after school?
Yeah. One thing that was nice is basically as soon as I turned 16, I started painting in the summers.
Okay.
And so that was good in the sense of it relieved some tension in terms of I have to figure it out, which I actually think helped me to decide more easily, if that makes sense.
Sure.
But no, I had a mentor, a friend who kind of advised me based on some of my specific skill sets I had already exhibited, which he basically said I should look into graphic design, that kind of thing. And I was like, I don't think I would have ever pegged myself for that, except for that advice.
Sure.
And then once that bug was set, I was like, yeah, I really, really want to do that. And yeah.
So that was something you were thinking about before graduation, is the graphic design stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, to the degree where I was trying to do some at-home college stuff even before graduating.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And I ended up... I can't remember why that's... I can't remember exactly how that went down, but it ended up not doing the rest of it because I think it just wasn't a very good...
Okay.
The material. Or some material.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have a good answer for that.
It's okay.
What about you?
I can remember, you know, I can remember a variety of answers to that question, you know, from early, you know, kind of like adolescence up through, you know, my mentor was a riflesmith, so I was going to be a riflesmith.
There, oh, nice.
There was a while there that I was going to be a helicopter pilot, and then there was a while there I was going to be a Marine, and then, you know, all that kind of stuff.
How many of those did you do?
those are still on the chat. Those are still on the bucket list, I guess. If I really come down to it. But and it's kind of interesting. You were talking about, you know, your painting.
You think the Marines will take you now?
I don't think so. I think I'm aged out.
You might want to cross that off.
I think over 50. You know, I think I
could
just
you be like a chaplain.
I don't know. Yeah, possibly. I've been asked to be a chaplain.
Put it back
before,
on the bucket list. But, have you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it? Did you do it?
No.
I mean, nothing's off the table.
Nothing's off the table. But no, that was like for the sheriff's department type thing, you know. Yeah. But it was a thought.
That'd be an interesting other conversation.
Yeah.
Chaplaincy, because I don't understand it.
But I gotcha.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So all those.
But those things were all on the table. And for me, you know, I can remember this conflict growing up, you know, as far as what I was going to do. And I also knew, based on who my parents were, you know, and their requirements, that I was not going to leave the Pratt household without a form of college education.
Oh, okay.
That was definitely, you know, I was not, you know, looking forward to college. But yet, you know, in school, there was a definite amount of pressure. You know, a lot of your, you know, all your SATs and, you know, you take all these tests to be able to, you know, get into college and, you know, get your tuitions. And I can remember that kind of, you know, pressure and comparison, you know, what you got on your SAT scores. Yeah. And, you know, the only reason that I was able to kind of, I shouldn't say get out of the house, but, you know, I talked my mom into basically construction. I was allowed to go to a 2-year school, you know, a trade school, if you will. And that sufficed that requirement as far as getting an education before I left the house, you know, because I'd actually looked into, I actually went and toured a school to be a phys ed teacher even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it, and you know, from my perspective at that point, it was like too much like having, I mean, who doesn't like gym class?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, this is continual gym class, you know, and it seems kind of,
that's right.
It didn't seem like something I wanted to necessarily be doing, but at the same time, you know, it was one of those things I was checking off and visited schools, you know, I visited schools, that kind of thing. Hmm. But, and it was just, it was one of those things that I just had really very little interest in further education at that point, just because of who I was.
So, and if that was not an interest, then what was your mindset of like, well, I would just do this. I'd rather not go to school because I'd like to do this thing.
Yeah,
it was a helicopter pilot. All those things you mentioned, except for the Marines, I guess, would have to have some school, right?
Yeah, I mean, an education of sorts, yes.
Okay.
But at the same time, the mentor that I had, you know, I kind of saw him as that ability to go through like a journeyman process type, you know, thing that probably...
Like a Padawan. What's the word for that?
You got me on Padawan. I'm thinking Star Wars now at this point.
I know. Jump the track. Apprentice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes. Journeyman apprentice.
So that was kind of like top of mind for you. So I could just do that.
That was an option. And granted, the helicopter pilot was through a military, you know, option. It wasn't necessarily, you know, something that I was going to.
How'd your parents feel about the military idea?
Mom wasn't necessarily as supportive of it. You know, she was a little more fearful of it.
Dad, I feel like most moms.
Yeah.
That's probably.
And then my dad had been in the military. So of course he would have been.
Know that.
Yeah. He was, you know, he was in the Army. He was actually in that's kind of a neat story I found out about Christmas. He was actually in between the Korean War and the Vietnam War. And back then he was, you know, and some of his buddies, of course, they were actually drafted. My dad was, you know, part of the draft in that era. Oh, wow. Yeah. And it was kind of neat because he did his 2 years. He was drafted for 2 years. And he basically said, you know what? I felt a calling, he said, to stay in the military. And he actually, you know, a lot of his buddies got out in their 2 years, but he re-signed for another 3 years and just stayed in. But he did say, you know, by the time Vietnam was starting to heat up, he was starting to sweat it a little bit, you know, that he might get, you know, extended, you know, for the Vietnam War. And he wasn't necessarily looking forward to that. But at the same time, he you know, did his 3 year, you know, total of 5 years and then got out and he wasn't extended or anything like that. But yeah, it was just so he had, you know, he would definitely have a different, he would have had no issues with me being in the military, that kind of thing. But yeah, mom wasn't necessarily, didn't share that viewpoint.
Yeah.
To the same degree.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So granted, what?
She wasn't, you know, anti-military or anything. Yeah. It was just that concern of, yeah, so what might happen.
What route did you take?
What route did I take? I ended up going and getting a degree in carpentry and building constructions technologies.
Well done.
It's like, I don't think you can make a carpenter sound more complicated than that, you know, really is what it was. But yeah, it was, that was a great experience for
me.
Was
it really?
Oh, it really was.
Why? Just very hands-on.
Very hands-on.
Yeah, apprenticeship style.
Yep, to where, you know, it was definitely apprenticeship style. We had, my kids, they still hear the stories, you know, and they still, my kids know names of people they've never met just because the stories are that way, right. You know, and then I actually was able to catch up with a buddy of mine, Dean Dunkelberger.
Dunkelberger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Over,
that's a good name.
Over Christmas. We hadn't seen
good
each other.
Dunkelberger.
Exactly. Yeah. That was his name. Dunk, you know, that kind of thing. But, I actually was able to catch up with him. He's still in the trades.
He's not fictional, right?
No, he's not fictional. Yeah. Yep. But,
Good name.
It is. It's a solid name.
Solid. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, him and I were great friends. He was actually a tradesman. I mean, when you think of craftsman, you know, he's that kind of person in my era. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't say that lightly. I just think when I look back at like post beam construction, when you were bit bracing everything, you know, and using a hand, you know, when you were drilling and you had to hew things by hand, you know, with a adze or, you know, when you're actually, those guys were craftsmen in my opinion.
Okay. Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? When you have power tools.
You don't watch enough YouTube videos.
But I just recognize that my era has a lot of the blessings of power tools.
Yeah.
And you can buy lumber, you know.
Yeah.
You know, milled
dimension.
Yeah. Dimensional lumber, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of thing. So
I hear what you're saying.
It would be like comparing baseball players pre-steroids, you know, to some, you know, those records and so forth. But either way, yeah, he is, you know, what I would consider a craftsman in my generation. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as that goes. But I went there, ended up going there for 2 years. Like I say, we built city buildings. It was actually it's now Pentec or Pennsylvania College of Technology. It was based in Williamsport, PA. And the school, what was really neat, the school had a really good, the administration at the school had built an alliance with the city of Williamsport.
Okay.
So we actually did city buildings. We built city projects. You know, I remember working on, you know, bus garages, land blocks and, you know, and putting roofs on and pouring flat work for the concrete in the garages, you know. So it was really a good partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how the labor worked out or the insurance, you know, worked for the, but yeah, I can remember, you know, just doing a lot of stuff like that to where it was really hands on. And then, you know, we'd actually go like the logging. There was a logging part of the school as well. And we'd go up and build up their buildings, you know, when they needed to and that kind of thing, whenever there was an expansion, you know. So, yeah, it was a really hands on thing. And, you know,
well, what's cool about that idea, going to school for carpentry, right?
Sure.
Is, you're going to learn from someone who wants to teach.
Sure.
I just think about a lot of trades, you know, you kind of enter in as a, you know, a junior greenhorn, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And you're immediately met with the ornery seniors who just don't want you there. You're just slowing them down. And, you know, like, I think that, honestly, I think, you know, when you talk about trades versus, you know, non-trades, whatever, I feel like a lot of people are turned off to trades because of that.
Really?
Yeah, where they did that in the summers as a kid or whatever, but like,
didn't,
you know, they moved on to bigger, better things, quote unquote, went to college or whatever, because there was no appeal to spend any more real time in that. There was not an idea that this could be a career, because who wants to be,
you know,
in an environment like that? Because I think that is one of the, you know, if we're talking about trades versus what do we call the other side? I don't know.
Higher education, maybe?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Whatever those jobs are, white collar, blue collar, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Sure.
But I do feel like there's, there could be some rough characters. But actually, that's true on both sides. Obviously, you can have your corporate jerks, you know, too. But I don't know. I definitely worked with some jerks as a painter. But they also taught me a lot, and you know, there was some fun times, but also there was some like just beat down times where you know, they were in a bad mood, so there was nothing you could do right. You know what I mean? And I just feel like that's not a good way to teach someone the value of a trade and to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like what you're describing, actually going to school for carpentry, that sounds like a novel concept. I don't know that I've ever heard anyone. I'm sure that's a thing. I've just never heard of it.
And I think so much, I'm thinking about it, you know, and I think it's kind of sad in my opinion. I think, you know, when I grew up, granted, there's a lot of things that have changed, but, you know, we had this vocational aspect that was part of school, you know.
Yeah.
In other words, you had...
The rifleman thing?
No. That was Sportsman's Club, but, you know, VOAG was like FFA or Future Farmers of America, that kind of thing. And then you still had like a formal shop class.
Yeah.
Or you had, you know, metallurgy type stuff, you know, where you were actually equipping people, you know, to have to go into trades, you know, and that kind of thing, which I think is a valuable thing. And I think, you know, we've given so much. We've taken so much focus to higher education. I think some of that has gone away.
Well, I
and
think
yet there's still a need.
Yeah. I think it's shifted, actually. I think there's a lot more computer classes,
which
is kind of our, you know, generation's version of what you're describing.
Sure. No, I
get
that.
You know what I mean? Where we're prepping them to understand how computers work, and because, you know, we're prepping them for the work world, which is, you know, computers is a big part, and now phones, obviously, but so I think it still happens, it just looks different, and there's less shop classes and more computer rooms, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you there,
but there's a sadness,
and I think there's still that aspect of, you know, a myth, if you will, you know, you have to go to college to, you know, get a good education in order to be a successful person.
Right.
I guess I would see that as part of the myth that, you know, I grew up under in some ways.
Yeah.
You know, and by all means, when I say that, I'm not anti, you know, higher education, that kind of thing.
See.
And yet I also recognize, you know, I think there's an ability to, I think it's, and I don't want to necessarily just break it down to, you know, income. You know, I think, you know, different people are designed with different abilities for different reasons and for purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and to basically say, and it's a little, I can remember one of the construction people, it's like, so, you know, you want to be a carpenter, you want to be in construction, grab a shovel, you know, cause I mean, that's the reality in some cases, you know, it's like, you're going to start out in the ground and you got to build your way up. You know, that was the, you know, everybody wanted to, I would grab a hammer, or, you know, that kind of thing. But it's, for me today, you know,